Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus Spotlight. We're talking to Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. Commissioner, thank you again for coming on, taking the time out of your schedule to sit down with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, jumping right into things, we'll start this the same way we always do. How are things going over in Emery County?
Good, good. The weather's warming up. We've got some city events in the county. We have Castle Dill. It's called the June Jamboree. It's kind of Castle Dill Days, and that's the 7th and 8th of June. So starting early there, and then Orangeville Days, June 14th and 15th. So a lot of events starting to pop up, city events, city celebration that people need to keep an eye on if they want to participate.
Yeah, participating in these events always is a highlight for these local communities.
Oh, yeah, you have lamb fries, you have little rodeos for the kids, motorbike rallies. It is. There's a lot of fun things to do. I know there's some poker rides and different things as well. But yeah, a lot of variety for the community and the different interests there. But it's always good for the community to get together.
Oh, absolutely it is. And then kind of looking at just the local landscape, all the different services that are offered in Emery County. I feel like one that definitely is in deserve of spotlighting is the Emery County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, they've been working hard, definitely with monitoring, you know, drug trafficking through the community, but also keeping our public safe. They do a really good job in keeping our community safe. We did have an incident last week at the high school, and they were right on it at a track meet. And so, yeah, just trying to keep our public safe, being community involved, and always being available to the community for services. So, yeah, a great shout-out to the Sheriff's Office.
And then another big thing that's coming up in Emery County this week is it's graduation season. All the high school seniors getting ready to graduate and move on.
Yes, they are. And we just want to make sure that they stay safe. I know there are some activities, graduation party at the rec center. Actually, I don't know if it's at the rec center. I know they're having a big event for the graduation. I don't know exactly where that's at, but it's either at the armory or the rec center, I believe. But yeah, excited to have events for the kids so that we can keep them safe on graduation week.
So kind of looking at yesterday's council meeting, you guys talked about a lot of things. It was a very loaded agenda. One of the main things that stood out to me, though, is the fire department was kind of in the spotlight there, as well as emergency preparedness just within the county. Can you kind of talk about that for us?
Yeah, so the fire district, State Utah Forestry and Fire, and then we have our local firefighters. So it was nice to hear that we have between 45 and 49 red card wildfire qualified. So a lot of our residents can potentially go out on fires and generate a little bit of income, but it's also nice to have that expertise. If something happens in our community, we have all hands on deck and can get those fires out. So yeah, it was good to visit with those on the fire district to talk about that during commission meeting.
And then another big item that really stood out to me on this meeting agenda was the bridge program. Can you kind of explain to us what that is and what it does for the public?
Yeah, the bridge program is for those affected with addiction, whether it's a drug or different addictions. They get admitted to the hospital. And then we have what we've decided to do is allocate some funds to have someone over here in Emery County so that our local residents can have services, whether it's getting them through the situation they're in, getting them clean again. But we are paying for someone to come over to Emery County, whether it's in the clinic or another space, to help people that have gotten out of the hospital that are overcoming addiction. So it's a bridge program that is another good resource for people that are trying to overcome addiction. So really, really good program, and we're helping fund that through our opioid settlement fund. So these aren't county dollars or tax dollars. These are settlement funds that we received through a lawsuit that we have to use to benefit our community through addiction. So excited for that program coming to Emory County.
That is very exciting indeed. Well, thank you so much, Commissioner, for taking the time out of your schedule to come sit down with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for reaching out, and we'll visit with you in a couple weeks.
Thank you again. For more information on Castle Country Focus interviews and others, go to castlecountryradio.com or stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM.